Good afternoon and a happy Christmas to you. Well, these days, professional footballers, like the rest of us, get Christmas off. But with the aid of television, we can arrange for the best football in the world to be delivered right to your fireside, and as I'm sure you'll have gathered from the opening music, which became so familiar this summer, we've dedicated the next half hour to stirring a pleasant memory or two from the 12th World Cup finals. The 1982 tournament was grander than ever. Indeed, the climax in Spain lasted a whole month as a result of a decision to include 24 teams for the first time, ranging from holders Argentina and the powerful countries like Brazil, Italy and West Germany, down to the supposed no-hopers like Honduras, Cameroon and Algeria, who, as we'll see later, produced some surprises. There were also three representatives from Britain, Scotland, Northern Ireland and, by the skin of their teeth, England. Ron Greenwood's team was based in Bilbao, in a group containing Kuwait, Czechoslovakia and a French side which could be dazzling on its day. England versus France was the first match in Group 4, and England in red had the best possible start.
Away go England, left to right. Ray Wilkins looking for Steve Coppell straight away, testing Bossy's the right back. The left back rather of France. He'll be wearing number 4. And on the far side, already the French marking up man for man. Mariner's on the near post. Butcher has pushed well forward. There's a header in there. And a great chance for the first goal. It's there. Brian Robson. Brian Robson, number 16. Pounced there in the first minute. What a start for England. Amazing. Mariner and Butcher caused problems from the throw, and Robson was on hand to score his fifth goal of the season. Phil Thompson starts things off for England to Brian Robson. This is Francis. Ricks is well forward in this attack on the left. Francis was looking for Mariner though. Here's Jaurès. And Soler has started a run here through the middle, and he's got away from Terry Butcher. And Soler shoots, and that's a brilliant goal. Trevor Francis lost the ball in the French half. The move through the middle and driven in by Soler. Platini. Soler. Too long for Rochko. Steve Coppell for England. Still the French substitute is warming up beneath me. Coppell looking for Francis.